The following is an exclusive presentation of WI Garden Media, the voice of Garden Talk Radio. Coming up on the program today, we're going to gear up for canning this year, as well as kitchen scraps to compost to fertilizer. And our guest is compact tractor expert Tim Marks, and your questions will get answered. The hour is full, and it starts next.
You are listening to the most informationally packed hour of garden-focused radio in the country and on the internet with your host, husband and wife team Joey and Holly Baird. This is the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show.
And welcome to the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Thank you for taking time out of your day to be part of the program, to listen, join in, participate, or just learn. We are happy to have you with us. I am your host, Joy Baird. Beside me is my wife, co-host, best friend, and gardening partner,
Holly Baird.
This program is for you, about you, to help your garden grow better, to maintain your landscape, grow healthier trees, make your grass look greener, as well as preserving what you grow. Again, if you want to partake in the program, you can do that in a couple of different ways. But first, whether you're listening to us on one of the 18 AM and FM frequencies that are broadcasting our program here in 2022 through a radio app, through a podcast replay, in-studio video replay, or our parent website, the season 6 tab at the top of the page. Our parent website is thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com. We thank you for that. It means a lot to us. We see it. We hear you. And we appreciate you being with us. If you want to be part of the program, as I mentioned, you can send us an email to gardentalkradio@gmail.com. That's gardentalkradio@gmail.com. If you just want to say hi, where you're listening from, or if you got a question, send it on over. If you want to talk to us, you can do that on the Proclamation Hotline, brought to you by Proclamation Goods. That number is 1-800-927-SHOW, 1-800-927-SHOW.
Proclamation Goods creates cookware for the eco-conscious home chef. Their pans are non-toxic, have a lifetime warranty, and are made in Wisconsin. Their award-winning stainless steel Proclamation Duo cookware set is a 12-inch skillet and a stock pot that doubles as a wok. Best of all, the skillet and stock pot hinge together to form a Dutch oven. It's two pans with the versatility of 10, empowering you to cook more with less. If you care about your health and strive for a more sustainable lifestyle, then Proclamation Goods is for you. Supply is limited, so order yours now at proclamationgoods.com.
Oh, proclamationgoods.com. Great piece of cookware right there. Well, let's get into the program, Holly, and let's gear up for canning. The last 2 years, since the world has changed in ways that we never knew it could, there has been a major shift to home preserving and, or if you want to go even further, prepping, a form of storage of food, canned, stored, bought, butchered, or homegrown. And there's been a shortage of a lot of supplies in those genres of preserving what you got, storing, that type of thing. We're going to go over some things you need to be prepared for, or what would be best that you start working or on towards now.
Right. So you want to definitely make sure you are ready for canning season, even though you might think, well, it's at least 2 months away. I don't start canning until
some people
June.
Can year round.
Some people do can year round, and there's people who can everything from vegetables to legumes, beans to meat to whatever they can. Whatever
you talk to somebody in Alaska, they can anything they can jam in a jar that's safe.
Right,
salmon, meat, anything.
Right, because they have those extremely long winters.
Well, they don't have a grocery store in every corner either. I mean, it's a whole thing. Anyway, go ahead with what we need to know here.
Sure. So the first thing you want to do is you want to check your canning supplies and see what you have or may not have, and then determine what you might need to get or fix or replenish or what have you. And so just off the top of my head, I was thinking about things like lids, jars, your canner, any tools. I know one of our jar lifters is a little rusty. I don't know if it's going to fall apart at some point. But, I mean, we've been using it for about, 8-9 years.
Right.
So that's something you might want to consider is if this thing breaks, do I want to scramble to find a new one, or do I just want to get a backup?
Well, we've got a backup to a backup to a backup on a lot of things. You know, you go to a yard sale, it's a quarter, it used to be a quarter, probably a dollar and a half now, a jar lifter or a couple of jars. We had backups to backups, funnels, that type of thing. But here's the question that a lot of people are asking, and we did a topic on this last year. What if I can't find these supplies? Now, we noticed, and we are noticing that stores are getting the supplies in, but we couldn't find lids last year. We couldn't find regular mouth lids anywhere. What do you do?
Well, we went to the marketplace on Facebook, and we found them there.
It's like a what would you call it? It's like an Amazon for used products, a fancy yard sale.
It's like, yeah, it's like a fancy online thrifting yard sale.
And they sell new products, too.
Yeah, they sell new products. And they also have, you know, crafty stuff, canning stuff, all sorts of stuff.
And ordered them, I think, we got them out of Texas last year. And they were good quality, good price. Now, we did pay more than what we would have if we were at the store, but that was what we knew we were going to have to do.
Right. And you can also – so a lot of times if you shop at a certain store, like a certain grocery store, you can go online and you can see what they have in stock a lot of the times. So I know we had looked at one local grocery store that had some, and then we found them on the marketplace. And I was at a grocery store I don't normally frequent, and they were on this end cap. And I remember I called Joey and I said, how many should I get? Because there it was like finding – this was recently, probably a few months ago. But it was like finding something that we hadn't seen for a while.
Right. So we want to and other things we want to see what we have is the items, the basic items that you're going to use when you can. This is sugar, canning salt, not table salt, canning salt. There is a difference. What's the difference, Ollie?
Canning salt doesn't have iodine in it.
Bottled lemon juice. Just because you know you got a bottle of lemon juice in your cupboard like we did and do – doesn't mean it's good because ours expired in 2019.
Right.
This is 2022.
Right.
So keep that in mind. It's been there for a while in the back of the cabinet.
Yeah. And I know like a lot of times you'll think, oh, I have this in my wherever. And then you realize you don't. Or you might think.
It's not as good as you thought it was.
Right. Or even just like sugar. You might think you have a whole bag of sugar. And then you go to look and you realize that, oh, you actually probably used it for a recipe. And you have, you know, a third of a bag or something.
And you want to use bottled everything here. Whatever you're using, bottled lemon juice, bottled vinegar. I know you can make apple cider vinegar, pear cider vinegar, pineapple cider vinegar at home, but you got to use the bottled stuff because?
Because you want it to be consistent in its acidity. So you want at least 5% level acidity of vinegar.
To make it safe.
So bottled vinegar, like the regular white vinegar and the regular bottled apple cider vinegar that's next to the white vinegar, that's going to be safe like that. If you do run across some other type of vinegar and it states 5% acidity, then you can certainly use it. But if it doesn't say, like I know there's a lot of those rice wine vinegars and wine vinegars, it typically doesn't say, so you don't want to use that.
All right. Is your recipe safe? Or are you trying something new and it seems a little questionable because you got it off a sketchy site, but you thought the picture was cool and you wanted to try some concoction that has never been done before.
Right. So this happens.
What do you do?
This happens a lot, especially when there's trending food things like maple, apple, bacon, jam, or anything with bacon.
It sounds good, but it's not safe to do.
Yeah, even like
if you did it like a refrigerator type and it was going to be used and you weren't physically canning it, it could be done.
Right. So otherwise, like even banana, banana butter or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. But so the reason why you don't want to can things like bacon or even just banana is because it actually has – it's like too viscous, too dense. Bacon has too much fat in it. And that doesn't properly can, especially with a jam because you're not pressure canning it. It's just – and even if you do pressure can it, it's still too fatty. Bananas are too dense. It's not safe.
So if we have a recipe we've inherited in grandma's book and she's been passed for a decade and a half and it looks cool and we want to do it, what are the steps in order to verify that it can be done and can be done safely? Because there are people out there that don't give a rat's behind, and they'll jam anything in a jar and cook it, and they're taking a very high risk. How do we know or sure. where do we find if it's safe?
So you can reach out to us and we do have a local canner.
Certified.
Certified master canner that anytime we reach out, she'll definitely give advice. Otherwise, if you can find a master canner in your state, county, whatever, they're not super popular abundant.
They are limited for a specific reason, yeah. So not everybody can get it and just go, oh, we've got 37.
But now there's also master canners a lot of times on social media, and you can find them pretty easily, and they are welcome to questions. So there are resources, especially now with social media. There's the ability to reach out.
So be prepared, and if those recipes are valid and they are good, go ahead and use them. If they are deemed unsafe, put them in a nice shadow box and hang them in your kitchen and remember who and where you got it from and call it good, because it's better to not can something than to can something and be sick or worse.
And sometimes those master canners can do things like look at your recipe, give you some advice,
alter it to where it can be safe.
Yeah, or give you a similar recipe so that you can, you know, honor, you know, Nana's tomato sauce or whatever, but make sure it's safe for you.
Well, another thing in which we can do as the world turns and we want to build up a supply of goods or meats or you want seasonings, Walton's Incorporated has all of this for you. Whether you're making your own meat sticks or you want seasoning and cooking utensils that will last a very long time, Walton's Incorporated.
Yeah, Walton's Inc., you know, we know that you care about where your food comes from. They have everything that you need, everything but the meat. See, they have all the equipment, seasoning, supplies to make sausage, jerky, any other meat product your way to your high standards. Do you want some snack sticks that taste delicious and
yes.
people actually like? And hopefully you don't have to gnaw through like a
badger.
Like a badger. Walton's created meatgistics.com, an informational site to help you make the best finished product. They even have their full line of meat grinders, mixers, sausage stuffers to help you go from animal to edible. I notice that at the store, a lot of those meat products, whether they be the snack sticks or the sports sticks, whatever they call them, or beef jerky, it's getting expensive.
Well, and so it's full of junk that's not good for us, even though it tastes good.
Right. So if you can find, you know, a good deal on some beef and you maybe invest, if you eat a lot of those things, invest in some of these products, you could save yourself some money in the long run. So you can go to waltonsinc.com or meatgistics.com. And the code that you want to use is GROW50
right.
to save 10% off.
Save more money here.
Right, to save 10% off orders of $50 or more and get free shipping. And it's Walton's Everything But the Meat.
Yeah, GROW50, GROW50, to save 10% off your orders of $50 or more and get free shipping. When we come back, we're going to give you some more free advice on kitchen scraps to compost to fertilizer. You're listening to the Garden with Joey and Holly radio show.
Got a question for Joey and Holly? Send it via email anytime to gardentalkradio@gmail.com.
Show your body and monarch butterflies some love with Milkweed Balm, made with milkweed seed oil to promote relaxation and muscle recovery. Full of antioxidants and packed with powerful omega fatty acids to fight pain and inflammation. Milkweed Balm is product-based conservation of wild monarch butterfly habitat. Visit milkweedbalm.com to find out more. A non-selective herbicide that is also USDA certified? You bet. No More Weeds by Naturally Green Products. The same great company that brings you No More Bugs, No More Weeds. Kills weeds with no harsh chemicals, no glyphosate. No More Weeds is a commercial-grade vinegar base with a proprietary sticking agent. Great around pools, decks, patios, etc. Visit natgreenproducts.com, enter promo code WEEDS, W-E-E-D-S, and buy 3 1-gallon size units, get the fourth one free. Introducing the Johnny Appleseed Authentic Algeo Apple Tree, grafted from the last known surviving tree planted by the real Johnny Appleseed. The Johnny Appleseed Authentic Algeo Apple Tree was shepherded through nearly 200 years of American history by a family of rural Ohio farmers. Now you can grow this one-of-a-kind heirloom tree right in your own backyard. Order your tree today at ShopJohnnyAppleseed.com. That's ShopJohnnyAppleseed.com.
Spring is around the corner, folks, and Algae Man reminds you that this year, when it's time for spring cleaning, don't forget about the outside of your house. Algae Man is southeastern Wisconsin's go-to for exterior cleaning, including roofs, siding, decks, and concrete. So if you spot ugly black stains or green splotchy stuff on your home, let Algae Man get rid of it for you. We can restore the area back to its original look, not only in a timely manner, but also at an affordable cost. For a free estimate, visit us today at AlgaeMen.com. Algae Man, we clean areas that you don't want to.
Rootmaker starts your plants off right and keeps them going through harvest. From their seed starting trays with an innovative design that air prunes the roots to their large variety of grow bags, 1 to 60 gallons, their products will provide you with the harvest that you've never seen before. Visit rootmaker.com and use coupon code RADIO22 to save 15% off your order. That's rootmaker.com. The Water Hoop is a portable water sprinkler system that allows you to target water evenly around the root ball of your tree or bush. Conforms to various shapes for your watering needs. The Water Hoop reduces runoff and saves money. Visit waterhoop.com. Chapin has the tools you need to water, feed, and protect your garden. We make equipment for lawn and garden care, and we are always innovating to help make your next growing season a success. Our newest products are the 5010 Rose Duster, watering tools including hose nozzles, sprinklers, and timers, the Mixes on Exit backpack sprayer that mixes concentrate as you spray. You can find all products at www.chapinmfg.com, major online retailers, home improvement stores, and hardware stores near you. Carpenter bees cause costly structural damage to wood siding, decks, doors, eaves, and railings. Our solution is Trapstick from Rescue. It catches carpenter bees all season long. Trapstick uses no pesticides. Carpenter bees are enticed by colors and pattern and get stuck on the adhesive. Save your wood structures from damage from carpenter bees with Trapstick from Rescue. Made in the USA by the makers of the popular Rescue Fly and Yellow Jacket traps. Learn more at carpenterbeecontrol.com. That's carpenterbeecontrol.com. The Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show is brought to you by the following: Pro Plugger, Chip Drop, Bell Buster, Johnny Appleseed, Ivy Organic, Milkweed Balm, Walton's Incorporated, Bloomin' Easy Plants, Jung Seeds. Find all sponsors at the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com and thank them for their support. Thanks for listening to the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. As you've heard through the program, many companies offering coupon codes to help you save on great products. If you've missed any of those coupon codes, you can go to our parent website, the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com, and click on the Money tab at the top of the page, and they're all listed for you. Welcome back to the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Tree diaper. Have you heard of it? Do you have one or many? Tree diaper is a way of hydrating your plants, your vegetables, your trees, your shrubs, anything indoors and out, and it hydrates it properly over the course of 30 days, and there's no hoses or pipes needed.
Tree diaper is a revolutionary watering system that slowly releases water around the base of any plant or soil, any plant or tree as the soil dries. The tree diaper is filled with water from rain or when you water and slowly releases water for over 3 weeks. No more watering, overwatering, underwatering with the tree diaper. Every time it rains, tree diaper recharges. No pipes, hoses, or electricity needed. Water your plants and trees, whether they are by the house, down the road, or in the back 40. Also works under mulch. Whether you're a first-time gardener or advanced, tree diaper will improve the way you water your plants. Made in the USA. You can find all the great information at treediaper.com. That's treediaper.com. Well, Joey, as Americans, we unfortunately waste a lot of food.
True.
So we actually waste 1 pound of food a day per person. And with that, 50% of the vegetables that we purchase or grow or whatnot in general are thrown away And that's 60 million tons worth of produce annually. And it constitutes 1/3 of all the food products we throw away.
And we are just as guilty as everybody else. We're not saying that, you're doing it wrong when we are doing it right. We throw away food as well, intentionally and unintentionally. And the benefit to, at least in most of our, and I'm including all of you who are listening, most of our situations is most of us have the capabilities of turning that waste that we've, the food we neglected or forgot about into compost in which we can regrow things in.
Correct. And that's the thing is that wasted food is actually the single biggest occupant of the landfills. So by composting and being mindful, you can help them.
And we've all heard this, you know, oh, you've got to finish all the food on your plate, you know, starving children in Africa and all of this. It's just a way of life.
Right.
It's just, we feel bad, but you forgot about the green beans in the back of the fridge, the beets in the bag, you know, it's just what happens.
That reminds me of some beets that we have.
Yes.
So you can take your waste and you can turn it into compost.
Yeah.
Trash to treasure.
Right. You can use the hot bin composting, turn your food scraps into usable soil takes 30 to 90 days. Unique, very cool process at hotbincomposting.com. And it's a really cool compact unit, which you could do on your patio, porch, or deck, or in your garden, however you want to do it. Or you can do the old-fashioned compost pile, put it on the ground, mix the browns and greens and grass clippings and limbs and shredded paper and all together, and turn that into compost. Now, that's going to take a little bit longer based on if you have a hot compost or a cold compost, between probably, 3 months to 9 months or a couple of years, based on the size and the material and all of that stuff that goes on in it.
I also want to mention that there are, like you said, the hot bin composting.
Uh-huh.
There's options, you know, like that. And then if you are like, this is me, you know, myself trying to figure out a hot composting science method, whatever, you can certainly cold compost.
Right. What does that mean?
Sure. So cold composting means that you don't think about what you're putting into your compost in regards to the greens and the browns or the nitrogens and the
moisture consistency.
Yeah, moisture consistency. So what you're doing is you're going to just put all of your composting items into one pile. You can turn that pile. You can make or purchase a compost turner. That's an option as well. There's many different kinds. You can probably find one on the marketplace.
Right.
Or you can find, you know, directions on how to make it online. But you definitely want to look into if you want a hot compost, because then you are thinking about the greens, the nitrogen, and whatnot to have it become more effective and definitely kill the weed seeds.
Right. And that's the key. You got to keep that heat in that compost pile to kill those viable seeds. And now there are things in which, regardless if you're using the hot bin composting system or a hot compost pile or a cold compost, there's things in an urban setting that it's just not recommended, not that it's bad, just not recommended to put in that pile. That being meat products, because you're going to have rodents and scavengers and everything else digging through that pile. Now, if you're on the farm or on the homestead and it's in the back corner, that's not a bad thing because they're helping aerate that pile up with their claws and they're digging around in it. But if it's next to your house and it's not a good thing and you're in the city, people are not going to be happy with that, nor the damage that they will do to other things.
Right, definitely. You want to keep in mind that if you're in the city or you even are in a suburb or something where you have neighbors nearby, you want to be mindful.
And that is why some municipalities, homeowners associations, cities require composting procedures to be enclosed in a tumbler or in a box with a lid for that very reason.
Absolutely correct. And that is something that, you know, you have to determine for your area, your location, whatnot.
G. Gordon Liddy used to say, I think that was G. Gordon Liddy. Some of you can correct me at gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Some of you know who that is. Old time talk show host. He would always say, shoot it, shovel it, and shut up about it. More people get in trouble because they start talking about the bad things they did than if they just would have took care of it, buried it, and walked away.
Exactly. And that
we're not telling you to do anything, but I'm just telling you, great piece of advice from a wise radio host once said.
This applies to the more loose lips sink ships. So that being said,
do you have a fun saying that you would like to share with us?
You can email us.
Yeah, gardentalkradio@gmail.com. So piles, bins, cold compost, hot compost, a lot of things in which we can do to to lessen the waste in which we are throwing in the garbage. And you can also do trench composting. If you don't want to pile it all and you do have some land or a garden, you can trench compost.
Absolutely. So trench composting, you just simply take whatever compost you want to use, whether it be your kitchen scraps. Maybe that's your, maybe you think about this, you know, every time you are tossing your kitchen scraps away, you're like, I could do something with these. You can trench compost. So you basically just dig yourself a little trench.
Like you're going to plant potatoes.
Yeah, like you're going to plant potatoes. And then you just sprinkle your kitchen scraps in there, cover it up, and it's going to feed your soil.
Now, you don't want to plant on top of that right away. You kind of want to know where things are at and then plant on that the next year. And it will be really, really beneficial for you.
Maybe you got a back 40 that the grass won't grow and you don't know what to do with it, but you're not going to grow vegetables, but you want to build yourself a trench and put some kitchen scraps in there. You're still putting that back into the earth.
Right. So, and we are saying this just as much as we are informing you of this, that composting is a very important aspect. And some municipalities, some cities have the system set up where you put your kitchen scraps or compostable items in a bin and they take it to a facility and compost it there. So you're not throwing it in the trash. Separate bins. I know some cities, I don't know the precise name of it, but they have compostable bins and you put that in and they pick it up and your coffee grounds and all this other stuff. And another, since we got on coffee grounds, I've seen this many times, and it's a garden myth, that coffee grounds are acidic and they're great for blueberries and acid-loving plants. That's simply not the case. That is a garden myth. Coffee grounds that have been brewed have a neutral pH balance. They don't help. They have 2% nitrogen, a little bit of phosphorus, a little bit of potassium. They're good if you work them in the soil. If you just scatter them on top, nutrients is going to evaporate. But they have zero acidity in which would benefit any of your acid-loving plants. So keep that in mind. Keep putting it in the garden. Good for your green. Not good. It doesn't help your pH levels or your acidity plant. So fun fact there. Another fun fact, Holly, is it's going to warm up. If it's not already warmed up where you're at, it's going to warm up. And that means the sign of beetles and grubs are going to, because they're there, they're going to want to share your yard with you, whether you like it or not, unless you get some grub gone here.
Well, I hear that spring is around the corner. It doesn't quite feel like it yet.
They keep saying that.
It's time to start thinking about controlling those beetles and grubs in your yard. You know, there's Japanese beetles articles. Sometimes it's on the news. Maybe not quite yet. You hear it from your neighbor. Oh, you remember those Japanese beetles last year?
They won't be here. They're here.
Co-workers, what have you. It's definitely something that is coming.
Grub gone can be applied to your turf, garden, or around ornamentals to control those grubs and lessen the impact that the beetles have on your yard this summer. Easy to apply. Use a commercial spreader or irrigate right into your soil. Biologically, specifically targeted to attack the bugs, the beetles, and the grubs, not harming beneficial insects. They have made this to where it will attack the grubs and the beetles, but it won't affect those beneficial insects, butterflies, ladybugs, and bees that you're bringing into your garden.
Absolutely. And to be honest, it's the only non-chemical that works. You can find it more at phylumbioproducts.com. That's phylom bioproducts.com. And you can use your code GARDENTALK10 to save 10% off your orders at phylumbioproducts.com.
Well, when we come back, hang out. Tim Marks will be with us. He's a compact tractor expert. We're going to have some questions for him on what you should and shouldn't purchase when it comes to buying a tractor for your property. You're listening to the Garden with Joey and Holly radio show.
Give Joey and Holly a call now or anytime 24/7. Just dial 1-800-927-SHOW. If you can't get through, leave a message and they will call you back. Call now 1-800-927-SHOW.
Protect your plants from damage with the 3-in-1 Plant Guard and Special Blend Fertilizer. Visit ivyorganics.com. Use promo code RADIO10 to save 10% off your order. Dig planting holes from a comfortable standing position. Step, twist, pull, and plant. Visit ProPlugger.com.
Take the guesswork out of composting with Hot Bin Composting. Quickly break down food scraps within 30 to 90 days. Find out more at HotBinComposting.com. Straw bale gardening is all the rage. Get your bale started easily with the Bale Buster Straw Bale Conditioning Formula. This is the only product that has been specifically formulated for use in straw bale gardening. Each unit contains 250 million colony-forming units of trichoderma, fungi, and Bacillus bacteria, in addition to the fertilizer itself, produces fantastic results with a bountiful production of vegetable crops. Start with the best to get the best, traditional or organic formula. Take the guesswork out of conditioning your straw bale. Go to balebuster.com to find out more. This week's garden tip is sponsored by the amazing Dr. Zymes. Eliminate and prevent garden pests with their 100% all-natural, all-in-one insecticide and fungicide. Experience powerful natural protection from insects, fungus, mold, and mildew. Try a free sample. Visit drzymes.com/garden talk. The amazing Dr. Zymes is non-toxic, which means you do not need special clothing when using or handling it. No need for long sleeves, a respirator, special gloves, or even a whole hazmat suit. You can safely apply without concern for what may happen to your skin or your plants. And it's highly concentrated, so a little goes a long way. Eliminates mites, thrips, aphids, and fungal gnats. Dr. Zymes is OMRI listed, safe up to the day of harvest, and doesn't leave a residue. Safe for you and your plants. That helpful garden tip was sponsored by the amazing Dr. Zymes. Eliminate and prevent garden pests with their 100% all-natural, all-in-one insecticide and fungicide. Experience powerful natural protection from insects, fungus, mold, and mildew. Try a free sample. Visit drzymes.com/garden talk. Have you ever tried to carry all your tools and supplies on your tractor? You fumble around looking for the right one, unsafely holding them while you drive. Big Tool Rack developed a range of carry-all systems that attaches to your compact tractor in seconds, creating a mobile workstation that allows you to safely carry your tools and supplies. Big Tool Rack's telescoping wheel system and three-point hitch connections allows you to quickly attach and detach the carry-all system for easy storage. Working around the house, the homestead, or the farm, Big Tool Rack has your back and all your tools. Use code MYRACK5 for 5% off purchases at BigToolRack.com. Find out why we're built to haul it all.
Jung Seed Company is a family-owned and operated gardening company since 1907 with the largest selection of seeds and plants online. Use code 10TG22 to receive 10% off your order at JungSeed.com. That code again is 10TG22.
With the right tools, plant maintenance is easy and more effective. Ironwood Tool Company has the right tools for your project. From pruners to loppers to saws and shears and cleanup tools, get the right tool for this season, making your job much easier. Find them all at ironwoodtools.com.
Make watering easy. DripWorks provides quality drip irrigation supplies and equipment to gardeners just like you for all your growing needs across the U.S. and Canada. Purchase online at DripWorks.com.
Thanks for listening to the Gardening with Joe and Holly radio show. As you've heard through the program, many companies offering coupon codes to help you save on great products. If you've missed any of those coupon codes, you can go to our parent website, thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com, and click on the Money tab at the top of the page, and they're all listed for you. The Gardening with Joe and Holly radio show is brought to you by the following: Rootmaker, DripWorks, Pomona Universal Pectin, Phylum Bioproducts, Tree Diaper, Chapin Manufacturing Incorporated, Deer Defeat, Water Hoop. Find all sponsors at thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com and thank them for their support. Compact tractor expert Tim Marks moments away, but first, we talked about making your own compost earlier, and feeding your soil is key in order to feed your plants. Simple Grow has a product that we all need in our gardens and our homes and our house plants.
Are you worried about your plant growth? Provide your plants with what they need to grow to their potential. Simple Grow offers 100% organic worm castings at simplegrow.com. Unlike other worm casting products, when you order from Simple Grow, you're getting 100% worm castings, not filler plus castings.
Say that again. 100%. That the whole bag's worm castings. Ain't no other junk. No filler. No, it's all worm castings. What you buy is what you get.
Yeah, and you can promote ideal soil structure and aeration with Simple Grow all-natural, odor-free worm castings. There's only one ingredient, worm castings. No chemicals or additives will seep into your food, and it doesn't smell like other fertilizers. For indoor and outdoor use, you can buy by the bag, bundle, ton, or truckload. You can check it out at simplegrow.com. Order today and find out more at simplegrow.com.
Well, Holly, let's go to the Proclamation Hotline, brought to you by Proclamation Goods, and bring in our guest for this week.
Tim Marks is the creator with his wife and daughter of Tractor Time with Tim on YouTube. He's an expert on compact tractors. Welcome to the program, Tim.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
Well, we are happy you're here because we've got some questions about tractors, and we've got a lot of listeners that may be looking for a tractor, and we're going to get into that in a moment. But first, I want to let's start at the foundation. You've got a very popular YouTube channel, Tractor Time with Tim. What is your background that led you to creating this focus on compact tractors on YouTube?
We sort of stumbled into it, actually. Christy and I both grew up on farms, so we have that background. We have the knowledge of tractors from years ago. But both of us left the farm, and I became a software engineer. She became a chemist. So we moved to the city, and for many years didn't, you know, just had a very small lot and never really thought much about tractors. Eventually, I kind of got tired of software, and I needed some stress relief, and I begged her for the opportunity to buy a little tractor. I did so, and, we decided to publish some of the videos on YouTube that we just have our exploits in our backyard, mainly for our daughter's grandparents to see. So there was no editing done. There was no intent of other people watching it. We didn't care if they watched it, but that was not the intention at all. And before you know it, we started seeing a bunch of views, and, the channel just kept growing from there, and we began to be more dedicated about posting, and, well, here we are.
Well, you know, like many things in life, the greatest things are the things that we didn't prepare or plan for, we stumbled into, so it kind of worked well for you.
Yeah, it's amazing. God's really provided for us.
Now, the question I think a lot of people will have is, how do you decide if you need a tractor? And the second question is, what kind of tractor? Does color make a difference, or how do you go with that?
Well, first of all, we think everyone needs a tractor, right? I mean, you know, why wouldn't you need a tractor?
Right.
They're lots of fun.
Right.
No, we understand. We understand the question, and of course everyone doesn't need a tractor, but if you have outdoor projects that begin piling up, maybe the projects are interesting to you and you'd like to be able to accomplish them, but it's just some of them are just too difficult for you. Or maybe you're growing a little bit older and it's getting a little harder to push the wheelbarrow or dig with the shovel than it used to be. If you enjoy doing these types of projects and yet you feel like that some of them are just working you too hard, then you probably could get a lot of value and, again, fun out of a tractor.
Well, and the other thing is, in your recent video, you were putting riprap, for people who are not familiar with that, that's very large rocks, along a pond to stop erosion. Now, you have experience on getting that tractor nice to the edge and dumping the rock. People who would just purchase a tractor, and I'm sure you've heard stories about this, they do things they have no business doing, do not know what they're doing, and cause a lot of problems, if not injury or death, because they thought, oh, I know what I'm doing, I bought a tractor.
Absolutely, absolutely. Safety is a big factor. And there's many ways to learn to operate a tractor safely. And I would say that one of the better ways is to watch some other people do it, perhaps us on YouTube, and maybe you can kind of learn over time what the limits of the machine are. Certainly you will learn to feel it in the seat. The main things are to take your time, of course, and have your tractor equipped properly to be able to handle a steeper bank like we were on in that particular episode.
Okay, definitely. So where do you start to find the best tractor for your needs? I know a lot of people might think, okay, I'm going to go to the local wherever and just go buy a tractor, but then it might become overwhelming. So how do you start choosing a tractor?
It is overwhelming, Holly. That's that is a big issue. In fact, it's quite intimidating to a first-time tractor buyer to go into a tractor dealer. It's even probably tenfold the intimidation that you have if you try to go into a car dealer. You really don't even know the questions to ask. You don't know what you want at all. Actually, we recommend starting your search on YouTube and not necessarily worrying about a particular brand or a particular size yet. Start watching YouTube videos of projects like the ones you need to accomplish. Learn different tractors and attachments in action. Watch how people use them. And begin to identify the needs with that you have with what you're seeing there. Nothing compares to seeing a tractor move in action. Photos don't even do it. The only thing better would be for that tractor to be in your yard and you experimenting with it. But unfortunately, oftentimes that's too late. So we would recommend you start with YouTube videos of tractors in actions. Now, specifically, we have a Compact Tractor Buyer's Guide. It's a playlist labeled 2022 Compact Tractor Buyer's Guide. And we go through a bunch of aspects of tractors that are not necessarily considered in most of these action type videos. So we intend to help you choose new versus used, what horsepower size, what frame size that you might want, just a variety of different topics that we tackle in this episode that I think might be helpful for you. And we also dive in a bit into which brand or brands might be relevant. I think Joey had asked beginning here just about which brand you should buy. Obviously, that's a loaded question and not easy to answer, but we do provide some guidelines in our buyer's guide.
Right. And my great-grandfather growing up on the farm, he said you could have green tractors and only green tractors, which gave you the option of Oliver or John Deere, and we have both still on the farm back home. But that's a side note for another day. And I guess another question I would have or I would advise if somebody was buying a tractor is if you don't think you need a front loader, you might need a front loader. I think that is a key element, at least if Holly and I were going to buy a tractor, a front loader would be key because Grandpa always said you need a shovel, a wheelbarrow, and a tractor with a front loader. And I think there's a lot of experience coming from Grandpa when he says something like that.
Well, Grandpa's pretty wise overall. There's no question. Right. And that's for broader than just tractors. But I fully agree with you. Especially on a subcompact tractor, the smallest tractor available with a loader, get the loader. There's quite frankly not a lot of usefulness with that tractor, in my opinion, without a loader. And the loader is not that costly. And you will get, if you do decide to trade that tractor later, you will get all of that cost of that loader back in your resale value because that's where the value of these little tractors are. And you use a loader for many other items than just digging in dirt or hauling mulch. One of the best things that you can do is get a set of pallet forks that will also attach to your loader. And again, even if you're not planning to move pallets, it is a tremendous way to move things around, large rocks or just other difficult items to move, maybe a little bit too heavy for you, and it makes life a lot easier.
Fantastic. So we are talking with Tim Marks, the creator of Tractor Time on YouTube. So what accessories should one look for when buying a compact tractor? We do encourage people to check out the Big Tool Rack, and their coupon code is MyRack5 to save 10% off BigToolRack.com. Just what kind of accessories would you say would be good when you're buying a compact tractor?
In addition to the front loader.
Yeah, you mentioned the front loader and the pallet.
Tongs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did mention the Big Tool Rack. Big Tool Racks is a partner of our channel as well, and we have a coupon code as well. And so if you don't have a UTV, a Big Tool Rack is essentially turns your tractor into most of a UTV. The only thing you don't have is the ability to go fast like you do on a UTV, but you get all of the function. You get a bed that and a big rack on the back that allows you to store all your accessories. So, yeah, that's a very nice attachment. Now, for your viewers, a lot of them, you're into gardening. And so from the gardening standpoint, I would start with a rototiller. Rototiller is an amazing attachment, and it even has usefulness outside of actual garden preparation. On our channel, we show rototillers being used in a lot of landscaping type work or grading type work that we do. It's just a tremendous tool overall, and incredible seedbed preparation. Following that, I would say a hiller better. It allows you to, like, you use it to hill your potatoes or perhaps dig rows for many of your gardening vegetable varieties. And so that's an important attachment. These little tractors are not necessarily so good at row crops. So going over the crop after it's growing, they're not so good at. But they are a tremendous help for the planting phase. In our garden, we focus on sweet corn, and the tractor and a planter that we have that makes the sweet corn planting easy and reliable too. We don't have to worry about any hand planting or any depth issues, et cetera. So we highly recommend that. Now, you think about climate, different climates, you have your different properties across your entire listening area, and sometimes you need snow removal equipment, a blower or a blade. Sometimes you might want a cab on your tractor for that same reason, but maybe you don't need that. Maybe you have brush on your property and you need a brush grapple. It's a little bit of an expense, an added expense on a tractor, but it transforms it. You can do a lot more if you have a grapple on the front to allow you to grab that brush and haul it off. A rotary mower on the rear end, or maybe a mid-mount mower to mow your yard. There's all kinds of attachments. And where I'd like to kind of finish on the attachment concept is that attachments are what makes the tractor. The tractor doesn't do much by itself. It's only because of the attachments that you can get your jobs done.
Well, with that being said, what is something with your experience and those of you who you, new tractor owners that you've talked to, what are some things that a new tractor owner never thought about and was like, man, why did I not think about that? I really should have done this or not done that when purchasing a compact tractor.
Yeah. Good question. And truth be told, we all have that with probably every major purchase that we make. I kind of alluded to a couple of them here. Think your budget through before you ever start. A lot of folks will say buy the biggest tractor you can afford. Well, I couldn't disagree more. I think you need to consider in your budget the price of the attachments you will need. You will find that attachments are cheaper for smaller tractors, and I find that I can make a small tractor do what I want it to do as long as I have the proper attachment for it. And so I think that's key. Another budget aspect, which is I think something that a lot of us don't consider, is that these little tractors don't depreciate that much. They lose maybe 20% of their value after the first year, and then if you've bought one of the big brands, the resale value will stay flat for 5 to 10 years, maybe even longer. So your overall cost of ownership is going to be lower than it is for, say, a riding lawnmower or, you know, a smaller, more disposable tractor. So I think it's key to understand that a little bit of upfront purchase might not end up costing you more in the long run. And this is amplified with the 0% financing that's offered. So by the time you've made a year or so of the payments, you will be above water, and the rest of it, that equity will stay with you. Now, one more item before buying is one that I failed on when I bought my first tractor. I brought it home and then realized, I don't have any place to park my tractor. I don't have any enclosed storage for which to park my tractor. Well, I can tell you firsthand that my wife was not very excited about parking her car outside in the snow while my tractor took up her space. So, yeah, that's something to consider up front, and that is a significant cost to get some enclosed storage, and you will find that you want it. So consider that before buying as well.
That's a really good and helpful point. Now, how can people – we've really enjoyed having you on the show. How can people find out more about you?
Well, the bulk of our content's on YouTube. We've got almost 900 episodes now, and they can also reach us at our website, TractorTimeWithTim.com. And we also have a community site that we post often to, and that's called TractorUniverse.com. So We'd love to see you on any of those platforms. We are also available on Instagram and Facebook, although we don't do as much on either of those platforms. Most of our focus is on YouTube.
Well, Tim, we greatly appreciate the time and the tremendous amount of information you've provided, not only for Holly and myself, but all of our listeners across the country. We thank you very much for that.
Thank you very much for your time. Have a good day.
Absolutely. And when we come back, it's going to be your garden questions right
after
this.
Got a question for Joey and Holly? Send it via email anytime to gardentalkradio@gmail.com.
Pomona's Universal Pectin is a high-quality pectin that gels reliably with low amounts of any sweetener. If you're trying to reduce the amount of sugar in your diet, you'll love Pomona's Universal Pectin. Now you can make healthy homemade jams and jellies sweetened to your taste. You can use sugar or honey to sweeten. Pomona's Universal Pectin keeps indefinitely when stored in an airtight container. Easy to use, versatile, and comes with directions and recipes in every box. Find out more and where to buy at PomonaPectin.com. Also available at natural food stores and online.
Brought to you by Blue Ribbon Organics, providing locally made organic compost and soil blends for gardens, farms, landscaping, and more. Visit BlueRibbonOrganics.com or call 262-497-8539 to find their products nearest you. We know that you appreciate the value of a beautifully landscaped yard, but tackling such a project yourself can seem way too complicated, right? Bloomin' Easy Plants are the answer. Their plants are low maintenance and offer exceptional beauty and color for your yard. Plus, they offer free seasonal care reminders with simple how-to videos tailored to the plants that you choose. With Bloomin' Easy on your side, creating the yard that you've always wanted becomes as easy as plant, water, and relax. Check them out at your local garden center or by visiting BloominEasyPlants.com. ChipDrop is a website you can sign up for free wood chip mulch delivery right to your door. For free, ChipDrop connects homeowners and gardeners with tree services who are trying to get rid of their wood chips. You can also sign up to get free logs and firewood. Go to ChipDrop.com to learn more and sign up for a free account. Deer Defeat is an all-natural repellent to keep deer, rabbits, and groundhogs away from your precious plants. Deer Defeat protects your plants day and night, dries clear, and odorless. It will not clog your sprayer. Deer Defeat works for 30 days through rain, snow, and freeze. Safe, effective, and works on rabbits. Money-back guarantee. To purchase, go to DeerDefeat.com and use code RADIO to save 10% on your order. Deer Defeat. It can't be beat. Protect your outdoor furniture, fire pits, grills, and more with custom covers from coversandall.com. Springtime means you don't know what the weather is going to do. Rain, sun, snow, ice, maybe everything in 48 hours. Covers and All's durable custom covers protects against it all. They've got a bunch of fabrics to choose from, and each one can be customized to fit any style, size, or shape to keep your outdoor furniture looking brand new year-round. Visit them at coversandall.com and use code GARDEN25 at checkout to save 25% off your purchase. Thanks for listening to the Garden with Joey and Holly radio show. As you've heard through the program, many companies offering coupon codes to help you save on great products. If you've missed any of those coupon codes, you can go to our parent website, thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com, and click on the Money tab at the top of the page, and they're all listed for you. The Garden with Joey and Holly radio show is brought to you by the following: Tree Ripe, Covers and All, Ironwood Tool Company, Timber Pro Coatings, Blue Ribbon Organics, Natural Green Products, Algae Men, Dr. Zyme, Happy Leaf LED, Rescue, Big Tool Rack, Hot Bin Composting, Proclamation Goods. Find all sponsors at thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com and thank them for their support. Welcome back to the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Question and answer time. You've got a question? I think we can come up with an answer for you. If you want to submit that question via email, you can do that at gardentalkradio@gmail.com. That's gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call on the Proclamation Hotline brought to you by Proclamation Goods. That number is 1-800-927-SHOW. 1-800-927-7469.
Proclamation Goods creates cookware for the eco-conscious home chef. Their pans are non-toxic, have a lifetime warranty, and are made in Wisconsin. Their award-winning stainless steel Proclamation cookware Duo set is a 12-inch skillet and a stock pot that doubles as a wok. Best of all, the skillet and stock pot hinge together to form a Dutch oven. It's two pans with a versatility of 10, empowering you to cook more with less. If you care about your health and strive for a more sustainable lifestyle, then Proclamation Goods is for you. Supplies limited, so order yours now at proclamationgoods.com.
All right. We had a phone call come in this week. Marilyn listening to us on KHNC 1360 AM out of Colorado, 1360, the Roar of the Rockies. And she had this to say.
Hi. I just want to call and say thank you for your program. I really believe if we had more gardening talk AM radio, everybody would be happier. No nasty stuff comes out of your mouth. So thank you very, very much. And I'll call back with a question sometime. I appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you very much for that.
Yeah, Marilyn, we really appreciate you calling in.
And listening.
And listening as well. And we enjoy bringing you, everybody, our Garden Talk program every week.
Yeah, we've got too much information to talk to you about gardening that we don't have time for the other junk going on in the world, and it's an escape for all of us to a certain degree.
Definitely.
All right, we got a number of questions come in here, gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Do you have any tips for me on my germination? I have planted 500 seeds so far, and nothing has come up, and it's been almost 3 weeks.
Was this the carrot germination?
No, this was just
germination.
Just germination. Okay. So that tells me a couple of things, Holly.
That, well, one is that your seeds could be bad.
That's right. And the other could be that it is awful cold where you are trying to germinate those seeds. If it's too cold, the seeds aren't going to germinate. And there are seeds in which can take a long time. There was no specific variety here. I'm trying to grow this just in general. And seeds may be bad. You may not be hydrating them properly, and it may be too cold. So there's your three strikes. So at this point, based on what you're growing, you may have to just replant. And we have done that a couple of times already this year. We've replanted a couple of peppers. We've replanted a couple of tomatoes. So it's not unheard of. So just keep that in mind. Next question, Holly. Can you help me out with your thoughts on the effectiveness of the Florida weave when planting with tomatoes versus using cages?
So we are big fans of the Florida weave.
What is the Florida weave?
The Florida weave is where you take twine or what do we use?
Agricultural twine.
Agricultural twine. And you build yourself a little cage system for the tomatoes. But you're not building cages. What you're doing is you're taking two fence posts on each end of your row, what have you, for your tomatoes. And then every foot and a half, you're putting the strings, and you put two strings so that the tomatoes can grow through it. And then you do that every foot and a half up the side of the fence post, or up the...
Like a boxing
across,
ring.
Yeah, like a boxing ring. Thank you. Across the fence post. And so this way it keeps the tomatoes off the ground like a tomato cage does, or a staking system. But it uses it. You can kind of put more tomatoes in that way.
Right.
But then also you don't have to worry about using cages.
Right. And you're looking at, like you said, a cage. You can only get so many cages in a bed because they're bouncing. They're hitting each other. And the way we have done it, if you go to our parent website, thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com, and type in Florida weave in the search box in the upper right corner, you're going to come up with a bunch of videos. And it's going to show you from start to finish how we do it. The benefit, like, we have a raised bed that's 4 foot wide by 16 foot long. We put 30 tomatoes in that bed. Now, that is a lot. Now, we've done a 10 foot by 3 foot or 30 square foot bed, and we've put 18 tomatoes in that bed. So you can pack a lot in, even tighter than what you think you may need, because if you single stem them until they get up to the strings, the strings are, you weave the plant through the string, and the string's actually the cage. The plant lays or hangs on the string and allows it to grow vertical. And the key to any tomato growing, whether you're growing in cages or we're growing on Florida weave or whatever, you got to get the tomatoes off the ground. You lose 50% of your harvest. We've done it, tried it. It's true. You lose 50% of your harvest if you don't cage your tomatoes. They lay on the ground. They rot as they ripen. Insects and bugs get in there, and it ruins them. And it's very disappointing when you go through and you start harvesting and everything's rotten because it's on the ground. Whether it's, you know, you've forgotten, you've neglected the tomatoes, or you purposely did it to see what would happen, don't do it. We've done it. It doesn't work. Get them caged up and they'll be fine. So Florida weave, definitely something if you don't want to have the expense of cages. Florida weave is what we would recommend. We use the agricultural twine. That's the orange twine. That's what the big farmer. That's what the farmer's big ag uses to wrap the big round bales. We got it at our feed store. Was it 20,000 feet for like $29? Now this was over a decade ago, and we've not even gone through half of it at this point. So that's like 6.5 miles. You're never going to use all of it. It is non-biodegradable, so it's not going to rot. So if you're concerned with that, they do have natural fibered. Agricultural twine that would be used for the square bales, that's going to rot. We would advise using something that's not going to rot so you can get that strength and that tensile strength is what you need. So that being said, we are out of time and we thank you for yours. Hey, did you miss any portion of the program today or want to revisit it? You can certainly do that a couple of different ways. You can send us an email, gardentalkradio@gmail.com. We'll send you the link to this show. Or you can recapture it under the Season 6 tab at the top of the page of our parent website. Said website is thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com. And you can catch all Season 6 and all of our hundreds, over 1,000 garden videos as well. Tune in next week to the program where we're going to go over container gardening and should I grow this? Our guest will be Dean Alberti, and he's an expert in soil, and he's on the board of directors of the Missouri Community Forestry Council. So we're going to talk about soil and trees and get educated on that, not for all of us, Holly and myself included. So until next week, for
Holly Baird,
I'm Joy Baird, and we will see you in the garden.